RealTalkRadio.com.
All right. It's been a long time since I've done this, but here we go. Welcome to Monday Night Raw. Are you ready?
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
Monday Night Raw, he's here.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
He's here, isn't he?
He's everywhere. And I can hear him now. Let him in.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The Queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
It's Monday night. You know what that means. It's a Raw Post Show presented by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. Sir Rockin', that's Lindsay Ward.
It's boots to asses time.
Who just hit that purple rectangular button below the screen to support the channel for 12 straight months.
You're not going to read my message?
I didn't see a message. PogChamp? Okay.
No, I said I subscribe for free for 30 days with Prime Gaming. You can too. Just hit the button and do the thing or else you'll spew black gunk just like Randy Orton.
Yeah, I didn't see the message. All I saw was the sub thing.
I wrote this whole shell of a message for you to read. Like, I set you up for it and everything, and it just doesn't even work.
Okay, fine. Hey, thanks to Lindsay Ward for subscribing. She subscribed for free for 30 days with Prime Gaming. You can, too. Just hit that button and do the thing, or else you'll spew black gunk like Randy Orton.
There's been a lot of performance issues this weekend in wrestling. Mainly they've been related to Pyro, but tonight it seems like there may be stream elements. Anyway, yes, we're here to talk about Raw live and not the other performance issues that happened on Sunday. Lol.
Lols and kecks.
God, Twitter was so much fun last night. That's all I'm gonna say. Like, good lord. Twitter just, oh yes, Twitter was so much, and this morning, just rolled right on through to this morning, and once the video editors got hold of it and then got copyright stricken, that just made it better.
There'll be more of that available Wednesday on CBR Not So Live. So Monday Night Raw opened with the former WWE champion, The Miz, coming to the ring. Before that, earlier in the day, Bobby Lashley and crew were talking, and Lashley summed it up, basically, the Almighty Era has come. Miz had stomach cramps last week, but he successfully defended his title via countout. He knew he was going to get his ass beat, but he still used champion's advantage and outsmarted everyone. It said in his contract he must defend the title once, not twice. He was forced to do so, and was also physically threatened. He said it was unfair that he was forced to work in a lumberjack match, and Lashley brutalized him. The WWE did one right thing. Tonight, I get my rematch. Tonight, he will walk out the new WWE champion, as there'll be a new hashtag and new trending. They had their match. It went longer than last week. Miz still got his ass kicked.
Did Bobby Lashley always have CGI lightning?
No,
or is that new?
No, he got the new CGI lighting effect, the big old video before he comes. He's the almighty.
I mean, it was definitely an impressive entrance. It's very cool. I hope they do something with it for WrestleMania. But yeah, I mean, this was a good match. This was a nice follow-up to kind of close out for Miz on the title and that whole storyline right there, and submit Bobby Lashley as your champion.
Is the phrase, he got the glow up? He went from basic to now he has a full-on big-time main event championship.
He got that championship glow. He broke out the highlighter, did a little contour, you know.
And you knew he was not losing tonight because why?
He had side plates, which, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm going to say this because we didn't really get to say it last week. That's kind of shitty that they did that to Miz. I get it. He was a two-week champion. It's not worth your time to put side plates on, but I have an issue with that because that just screams he's not going to keep the title. It's kind of like when Bray came out against Roman and Strowman, I believe, and The Fiend walked out with the regular title. It's like, well, I guess I know who's not winning. Like, can you not, like, telegraph that hard? I mean, I understand that there isn't not as much of an air of mystery as there used to be, but, you know, telegraphing is bad.
Telegraphing is bad. Backstage, Sarah Sharber was talking to Drew McIntyre, and he just sort of went on a rant. The presumptive challenger for the WWE Championship. He was basically calling out Lashley for a fight, and then Sheamus attacked him and beat his ass. McIntyre then threw a plastic crate around, like, God damn it. Then he was fuming. He stormed up to Adam Pearce going, I want Sheamus tonight as soon as possible in a no DQ match.
Thank God he followed it up with a no DQ match.
Yes.
Because, I mean, he could have Sheamus anytime he wants him, but, you know, the no DQ match, there's planning involved with that.
And then they had a hell of a match.
They did. They really, really did. They tried to kill each other at the end, but yeah. I mean, these two, they know each other so well that anytime they get in a fight, it's physical, it's good, it's entertaining. They're just going to go for it, and apparently headbutting each other with metal stairs is now a thing.
Yeah, they kind of rammed into each other, and they were both knocked out.
Drew had a mad. Sheamus was just confused. Hopefully they're okay. Actually okay. I'm sure they are, but hopefully they're okay. Because it looked nasty.
Somehow Drew got the win, I guess. But yeah, it was interesting. It was an interesting finish. Both are receiving medical attention.
Ding.
Xavier Woods beat Shelton Benjamin.
Xavier chose, like, chaos tonight. Like, him and Kofi were feeling themselves tonight. They were into it. They were having some fun.
Next week, they'll be challenging for the Raw Tag Team titles.
Hi.
Riddle beat Slapjack.
It was there.
Mustafa Ali challenges Riddle for the U.S. title next week.
Yay! Like, I feel like if Mustafa gets mad, he should just, like, take off the mask and, like, smack him with it or something.
Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax successfully defended the Raw Tag Team titles against Naomi and Lana. Nia Jax had a friend with her.
So apparently Nia Jax has adopted Reginald. I don't hate it.
Because he's cute, apparently.
I mean, she can carry him around on her shoulder, which I'm not sure is the best look, but okay.
So that was a thing on the show?
I need to comment, though, also on Naomi's glowing...
Headpiece,
the globe thing.
Uh-huh.
I know she's had it for a while. I don't know if it's the best look because it looks a little silly. It's like, how does she see? I don't think she can. Maybe she can, but it's got to be a very reduced capacity.
Probably. That's why she just basically slides to the ring.
Pretty much.
So Braun Strowman was backstage and R-Truth was there and they started talking and he was trying to get help from Braun to get back his 24/7 title. That wasn't a thing. He's going to the ring to demand an apology from Shane McMahon. Braun Strowman's in the ring. He calls out Shane McMahon. Shane walks out, goes, I apologize, and walks away.
That was it.
Then Pierce wanted to know what that was all about, and, well, he's going to go back to the ring, and he told him to tell Braun to meet him out there. Told Adam Pierce to tell him that. Okay. So Shane McMahon was trying to check on his mic. It wasn't working, so he got another one, and that allowed him to get out of the ring from face-to-face with Braun. Shane likes to have fun. That's what he likes to do. And he admitted he has the fun at the expense of others, and it's okay as a book as long as it benefits him. Shane McMahon then starts talking, like, I want to tell you something, but I don't know if I should. And he's slowly talking and just pissing off Strowman. Strowman's asked Shane if he was trying to make him look stupid, and Shane's like, no, I wouldn't do that. And he could tell if Strowman's upset, and Strowman's not playing any games. Shane said he would never make Strowman feel stupid, or even say it. And then he talked about, you know, other lines about, you know, stupid is, the stupid does, and he wasn't the one saying it. You know how he has a small brain or anything. And he said, once again, he would never call him stupid. Then went, Braun? And then that pissed off Braun, and Shane ran for his life. Cut backstage, and Strowman sees a car and starts chasing after the car. Car leaves. Strowman's mad. He walks away. Shane walks back into frame. So stupid, he says. And he walks the other way. This went a little too long. All right, we're getting Braun and Shane in a match, so Shane can be tossed off of something at WrestleMania. It's back in business. It's something. Care to add to that?
I want to see where this goes, but I have concerns this is not going to go in a positive direction, just in terms of them making fun of Braun and his mental capacity.
We'll see. So, AJ Styles is backstage. He's talking with the new interviewer, Kevin Patrick. AJ was talking about how Randy Orton has all this voodoo magic on him and all this stuff, and brings up Bray Wyatt's name a bunch. And he called it ridiculous, and then everything that's Randy's going through, and Orton just like, Orton walks up, are you saying there's something funny about a grown man having his mind messed with? Styles says it's not funny, but he found it to be weak. Orton then basically challenged AJ Styles to meet him in the ring so he could just show him how weak he is, and Styles says Orton has problems, but if he wants bigger problems, then he accepts the match. Okay. So Randy then cuts the promo later that he's going to have to introduce AJ Styles to the three most devastating letters in all of WWE. R-K-O.
Okay. We're sitting here like something's going to happen.
But nothing's
going to happen. And nothing came. Not even a zombie puppet.
So we then have the main event, AJ Styles versus Randy Orton. WrestleMania-worthy match because it was a former WrestleMania match. And these two match had a perfectly solid, good match like they would. Randy goes to strike the ring as he normally does as he sets for the RKO. Omos pulls AJ out, and then Alexa Bliss appeared on the screen back at the old funhouse with the Jack in the Box. She starts playing with the Jack in the Box and goes, not yet. She pulls out a box, lights a match like Bray Wyatt used to, and then Pyro shot up out of three corners of the ring.
She blows out the match and sends the fire to Randy because they found Kane's old pyro canisters.
Three of them.
There were four, but only three went off. So I'm not sure if they only set three off, if they had a misfire, because sometimes those things, given how old they are, they do misfire.
Or it was a subtle
shot.
So this allowed Randy to start spitting up the black goo.
Which he should really get checked out.
He really should. And then AJ hit him with the phenomenal forearm and got the 1-2-3 Monday Night Raw ended with Alexa Bliss laughing.
I mean, like I said, it's another Raw where they're teasing Bray Wyatt. It was a really, really, really heavy tease tonight where they kept dropping his name. You had lots of Randy Orton. You had a lot of Alexa Bliss. So I have a really hopeful hunch that it's probably going to be next week that he shows up, but I have no idea at this point. I don't think at this stage they're doing the Funhouse match at Fastlane. I think they're saving it for Mania, which means Bray Wyatt probably has to come back in the next 2 weeks in order to push it, but I don't know. And this was good. This was all really, really good, but I think at this point I'm kind of getting a little tired of the tease. And it's like, just bring him the fuck back. Please just bring him the fuck back. If nothing else for my fantasy team, bring him back.
He'll be back within the next 2 weeks. That is for sure. Do you know, AJ Styles is the most protected man on Monday Night Raw.
Well, I mean, he has Omos.
No, he hasn't been pinned since October 2nd. He's won 13 of his last 14 matches.
Go him. No, Ash, I don't think he had COVID. I think they're just giving him a nice long break to reset the character.
They're refreshing the character.
Yeah. I mean, if anything, they might have sent him home to have him lose a little bit of weight, but I very much doubt that. I think it's just they're giving him a nice long break to get the character reset, because whatever he's going to do, he has to have stuff made for it, probably. And that takes time.
Also, the original plan was the Royal Rumble, since they did not need to pull it off in the Rumble.
They're doing it now.
Yeah, that's all. It's nothing to do with COVID. He's perfectly fine. There's no health issues. He's probably been at Raw the last few weeks.
He's getting a break.
The Fiend character needs a break, especially when you burn him alive. He shouldn't be back in 4 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, the length of time is fine. I think it is getting a little long, but that's also partially just because I really want him back on my TV. Like, I'm not the most patient person when it comes to that kind of stuff. So for me, it's just like, just get on with it at this point. Like, the teases are great. The teases are awesome. I have no problem with them, but it's like, just get on with it. Bring him back. Do the thing. Let's go.
So tonight there was one other thing, Charlotte and Mandy and Dana got into a little bit, and Charlotte wants title matches, but so do they, so we'll see where that plays as well. There really wasn't much to it. But I think Charlotte's going to have to earn her title match at Fastlane.
Probably. Well, I mean, it was basically Mandy and Dana implying, you know, basically talking smack about Charlotte and how she's, I think they said, always in the title picture or consistently in it.
Yes, basically. Yeah.
And they're a little tired of it because she can just kind of inject herself wherever she wants, and Charlotte's like, dude, I'm a multi-time champion. I can do what I want. And they're like, huh, can you?
But that in a nutshell was Monday Night Raw.
That was it. I mean, it wasn't a bad show. It was actually a decent show. It moved. It was entertaining. I want Bray Wyatt back. Give him to me.
We'll be back again Thursday for the wrap.
That's right. Tune in. We'll have news, notes, NXT, all your favorites. It's The Rack this Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. We will be having a discussion topic. We don't know what that's going to be yet, but there will be a discussion because, again, we have no pay-per-view to talk about. So, there you go.
Content. Saturday Night Midnight is another edition of Superhero, SuperLive.com, GrandTheGreatDebate.com. As mentioned at the top of the show, Superhero Not So Live will be available on Wednesday. Sunday, WrestleTalk Radio previews Fastlane. Or what they can of Fastlane. We'll be back next Monday for a Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. If you have Amazon Prime, like YouTube, it's called Prime Gaming, and you can support the channel by clicking that purple rectangle button below the screen. You can also use credit code RocketSock in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag Epic Partner.
And you can follow me on most of the social medias at LinsWard, LNSWRD.
This has been the Raw Pro Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday night for the Rock and right back here for the Raw Pro Show, live every Monday night, along the airways of the Wild Talk Radio Network, right here at wildtalkradio.com.
Wildtalkradio.com.